You're listening to the Minnesota Progressive Repartee, here in the liberal land of long beards, lattes, and lutefisk. And now here are your hosts for today, Hunter Hawes and Eric Nelson.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota, Hunter Hawes and Eric Nelson, here with your Miracle Lays with the Muchachos.
Hey, hey.
Miracle Lays means Wednesdays, and Muchachos means the fellas, the boys, the guys, your friends at AM 950. The proper pronunciation is Miracle Lays con los Muchachos, but I go with Miracle Lays with the Muchachos. Because, you know, we're used to Thursdays with the fellas, but we've been here on Wednesdays for, I don't know, the past 2 months now, it seems.
Yeah, repartee, Muchachos, Spanish, French.
Yeah, we're all over the place with pronunciations and now.
Just need Portuguese.
Speaking wrong, I mean, all of our bumpers, like, how many actually pronounce it, like, fairly correct?
Yeah. And less than half.
Yes, less than half. But, yeah, the repartee, we've been at kind of a weird schedule the past few weeks. No sort of consistency like we're used to, but that will be returning shortly as we get into June, July. You can expect Mondays with Doug, Tuesdays with Brett, Wednesdays with Doug, Thursdays with the fellas, and then Fridays with Doug and Richard Painter. But we've kind of had some things come up. Doug's been all over the place. He's been trying to overtake the DNC and making progress. That's the only reason I agreed to fill in for him, was he was trying to overtake the DNC, which I feel is extremely important. So I filled in for him, but we'll be returning to some consistency coming up here. But Eric, I mean, the weather has been kind of weird, unpredictable. Like, this weekend was supposed to be Noah's Ark flooding, and then the rain didn't come.
Yeah, it seemed to come all yesterday.
Yeah, then all of a sudden this week it started coming down. Very strange.
Yeah, even when I was doing the weather yesterday around like 5 p.m.,
mm-hmm.
I was getting half an inch, but like 2.5 inches fell.
Yeah, it has really been all over the place. But doesn't feel like late May at all. I mean, the weather's been cold the past week or two.
No, when Matt was talking earlier about, oh, good thing it wasn't too cold. Mm-hmm. Like, we're in late May.
I know. This is summertime.
Snow.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, I haven't been a fan of this because it's been really throwing me off. But you know what? On Mission Accomplishers this weekend, I talked about watching a couple of Frontline documentaries on the past three presidential elections. And last night, just by chance, there was a Frontline documentary on PBS, and it was, again, fascinating. This one was on the Supreme Court and how it's become so politicized and partisan. And watching this, how the Supreme Court has shaped up the past three decades, it really got me thinking about this 2020 primary and the candidates we have in it, and kind of got me thinking about what is important, who we're up against, how Democrats should be framing the conversation, and what we should be valuing as Democratic voters and people partaking in this primary, because we know it's over flooded. We've got over, I'm going to say 25 candidates now and 300 that have actually registered for the Democratic ticket. Like, we talk about the most prominent candidates with that 23, 24, 25 number. But there's 300 people that have signed up to be on the Democratic primary ticket. So what is important? And I felt this Frontline documentary on the Supreme Court kind of put some things in perspective for me, some new ideas that I haven't been tossing around in my head as I've been analyzing this. But so it started with Robert Bork being denied back in Reagan's days.
Who is Bork?
So Bork was a Supreme Court justice that was very far right, appointed by Reagan, that didn't get through because of a coordinated effort by liberals like Ted Kennedy and Joe Biden. This was kind of the first time that either party took a stand like this. This was really spearheaded by Ted Kennedy specifically, And he said, we have to do absolutely everything to not let this person be appointed. And this was actually Mitch McConnell's first term as a senator. And the fact that Bort was denied led McConnell to vow never again and plead vengeance against what happened in the Supreme Court.
Bort.
There we go. I know that's Bort. How I've always thought of it was a mispronunciation of Bart Simpson in the Itchy and Scratchy Land amusement park gift shop.
Novelty license plate.
Yeah, Bort, Bort license plates. But no, Robert Bort was potentially the first far, far, far right Supreme Court justice. But this led to the formation of the Federalist Society, which is a far right group of organized potential judge appointments. Now, the Federalist Society existed before Bort was shot down, but it really became prominent and powerful afterwards and built over the next three decades with support from Republican politicians and Republican like interest groups to fund it. And the next test then was Clarence Thomas with the Bush appointment, and of course the Anita Hill hearings. But what we saw in these hearings were liberals were not prepared at all for the all-out war that like conservatives were forming and kind of seizing on what Supreme Court hearings can be. So Clarence Thomas did get appointed to the Supreme Court, of course, and a lot of people have mixed feelings about Joe Biden and how he handled the Anita Hill hearings because he was the leader of the Justice Committee in the Senate. And over the next decade, we saw presidents appoint and confirm justices, while Mitch McConnell deliberately climbed the political ladder in the Republican Party. Now, this all led to when Republicans took over control of the Senate and appointed Mitch McConnell as the majority leader. And we saw then, with Barack Obama's final days in office, the appointment of Merrick Garland, and Mitch McConnell seeing his opportunity to swoop in and obstruct. And this was his clear opportunity for vengeance and to do an unprecedented move of not allowing a president to appoint a judge, even receive a hearing at all. And the move, like, it paid off for Republicans because they obstructed Merrick Garland. He never received a hearing. And the Republicans won an election that they didn't expect to win. Now, McConnell, back kind of in his lairs, made it clear that Trump needed to use a judge from the Federalist Society. Because at that time, when Trump was the presumptive nominee, he was loose. He was just a spitballing, free, fallen cannonball candidate that you really didn't know what he believed in, where his allegiances were. So McConnell made it clear that if he was going to be the Republican nominee, he needed a way to appease conservative voters, and giving a list of candidates from the Federalist Society for Supreme Court nominees was the way to go. And now we've seen Trump appoint two justices now, Merrick Garland's post, as well as Kavanaugh getting confirmed, even with the politicization and the moves that have been kind of unheard of in the history of Supreme Court nominees. This is a new phenomenon of extreme partisanship, but we saw it with the Kavanaugh hearings and Democrats and liberals trying to oppose him. But why I'm bringing all this up is in relationship to the 2020 Democratic primary. Now, I've been pretty open on this show that I'm going to support a candidate based on policy. So I like Bernie, I like Elizabeth Warren, I like Tulsi Gabbard on foreign policy, and I like Andrew Yang on potential ideas. However, my plea is to candidates who aren't as upfront about their policy proposals, like our frontrunner, Joe Biden, what I want to know is how are you going to stand up to Republican extremists and their demonstrated attempts at pulling coups in our government? I want to hear Joe Biden be ruthless against people like Mitch McConnell, who he has been in office with this entire three-decade process, and watching McConnell's rise to prominence and having attempts at standing up against him.
Unfortunately, Biden recently has went on the record saying that he plans to do the opposite of that.
And that's what I'm afraid of. That it's he's been there. He's witnessed every step of this far-right takeover of the government. And I don't want to hear those weak pleas to bipartisanship because those days are over.
If anyone could have learned by example, it should have been him. He was in the front lines
and
for that
whole
thing.
And he saw what happened with the Obama presidency and the attempt to try and bring back civility in politics. But we're not there. These aren't the days. So what I want to see is an offensive plan to take back having potential civility in our government institutions. But what we need is to stand up against this coordinated right-wing extremist planned attack against our institutions. And Joe Biden, I feel like, could be a perfect representation of this. I mean, when you think of him, it's kind of a tough old guy, charismatic guy. But you're right. He's not putting his eggs in this basket at all. And he's trying to do the old Obama pleas to bipartisanship and agreement. And the Republican Party doesn't want any of that. They don't care. They don't see any difference between Biden and Bernie. They see no difference. Any Democratic nominee, they're the exact same to them. A far left, Antifa, communist, Soros-supported takeover of the American values. So Joe Biden, this is your opportunity to be tough. And really, I've said I'm going to support whoever the Democratic nominee is because the Supreme Court is extremely important. It's a generational decision. And we have Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who is at the end of her term. We need a Democrat to win. And we need the liberal justices appointed to the Supreme Court. So I'll get behind whoever it is. But for me to have a lot more enthusiasm for the front runner, Joe Biden, right now, stand up to these Republicans. Stand up to Mitch McConnell. Make it clear that you're not going to deal with this nonsense and this takeover of our government. What do you feel, Eric?
I feel like you're kind of wasting breath on even hoping that Joe Biden is going to take this approach.
Mm-hmm.
I think that he's invested in representing something that people are kind of miss from the Obama candidacy, which is that politics is civil and polite, and it's just something they don't have to really think about anymore.
That's how I've always seen it, till watching like what he's been involved with as a person. Like he's been in the Senate for all this.
He was friends with Strom Thurmond. That kind of represents him.
What I'm saying is that, like, seeing what he's witnessed as a person, it's like he could take a stand on this. And I'm pleading. I know I might be wasting my breath on it, but I'm pleading. If you are the candidate, stand up against Mitch McConnell and the Republicans and just make it clear. Just show that you are going to go all out in getting what we want done. But no, I hear you. Right now, his rhetoric is
I don't know if what he wants done is necessarily what we want done. I mean, there was a reason why he was chosen as Obama's vice president to kind of pacify the pro-corporate mm-hmm. side of the Democratic Party.
Yeah, and this is no means me jumping on Joe Biden's ship. It's just saying what I'd like to see out of him. I feel he has the potential to do this. So it's just – it's a nudge at this stage of the process. But what are your thoughts? Give us a call at 952-946-6205. We covered a lot. The Supreme Court, Republican takeover of Mitch McConnell, Joe Biden, and how he could be a better candidate, and who are you supporting in the 2020 primaries. But we're going to take a break on the Minnesota Progressive Repartee. Again, the phone number 952-946-6205, and we'll be right back after this.
And just as a small correction from an earlier part of the show that got us onto this topic, the first Supreme Court justice that was kind of very political was named Robert Bork with a K.
Oh, not Bort.
Yeah.
Sorry about that. That was my fault.
Hi, this is Matt McNeil, and you're listening to Doug, Brian, and Harold. Love those guys. I love those guys. It's the Minnesota Progressive Rev Dab 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 right here on AM 950.
Being a dog is awesome, except when you really gotta go, but you're stuck inside. That's why I had my human call the Urban Dog. Daily walks, field trips, play groups, one-on-one time, safe off-leash play, and pet sitting. I love being an Urban Dog.
The Urban Dog works with your schedule and can create a plan that fits your needs. The Urban Dog. Exercise, explore, socialize. Let the journey begin. Call 651-231-6333. That's 651-231-6333.
Better Futures Minnesota is a social enterprise which helps men achieve self-sufficiency and a better future for themselves and their communities. We need your help. By donating time or funds to our cause, you can support us and promote a healthier environment. By hiring our deconstruction crews for your next residential or commercial project and shopping or donating building materials or appliances to our reuse retail warehouse, you are supporting Better Futures Minnesota and your community. Please visit BetterFuturesMinnesota.com to learn more.
Hi, Matt McNeil for Rudy Luther Toyota. My first Toyota and the vehicle which made me fall in love with Toyotas was the RAV4. Now, Toyota is just teasing me as they have an all-new, fully redesigned RAV4. It's gorgeous. A distinct exterior that pops and a refined interior which has everything you want and room to move. And the big news is the RAV4 now comes in a hybrid version. Remember, every new Toyota comes with Toyota Care, 2 years of free maintenance. Test drive the new RAV4 today at Rudy Luther Toyota, the southeast corner of 394 and 169 in Golden Valley.
This is Ellie Krug from Ellie 2.0 Radio on Mondays from 7 to 8 a.m. Many listeners know that I founded Human Inspiration Works LLC, which trains on human inclusivity and on how to be welcoming to diverse humans. Today, organizations of all sizes find that they need to train team members on diversity and inclusion. I can do that. Many say that my trainings change the way they see the world. I'd love to help make your organization more welcoming. For more information, go to humaninspirationworks.com. Thank you.
What kind of a jackass would let an animal pick their insurance? Did you really think a lizard could save you money on car insurance? Would you let a duck pick your health policy? Insurance can be a zoo, but this is ridiculous. What you really need is an insurance agent that isn't looking out for the insurance companies. You need Cheryl at Array, an independent agent with 30 years experience looking for the best rate possible. Quit monkeying around and call 763-504-3067. That's 763-504-3067 for Cheryl at Array, representing you, not the insurance companies.
Tom Hartman here for All Energy Solar. One of the myths about solar is that you save more if you wait, but waiting to switch can actually cost you more. While tax rebates make solar affordable, those rebates are often limited and decrease over time. So when you wait, you risk losing some of the incentives that make solar so easy to afford today. And besides, the sooner you get your All Energy Solar system, the sooner you reduce or even eliminate that high electricity bill. Make the switch today at allenergysolar.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Scott Chambliot from Chambliot Family Dentistry. We're the fear-free, get-you-out-of-pain-now dental office.
And I'm Rachel Chambliot. Did you know a lot of people are afraid of the dentist? You don't need to be afraid of my dad. He makes going to the dentist comfortable and even fun.
We don't care if you're a dental regular or haven't seen a dentist in years. We just want to make you comfortable and get you out of pain.
If you don't see my dad, please see another dentist. Take care of your teeth because they're the only ones you get. Call 1-800-FIX-MY-TEETH or visit fixmyteeth.us.
Hi, this is Candy from Green Tea Conversations, Sunday at 10 a.m., and you're listening to the Minnesota Progressive Repartee.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota, Hunter Hawes, Eric Nelson, here with your Miracle Lays with the Muchachos. We're taking phone calls at 952-946-6205. And how about this for Worlds Colliding? Howard Stern says Bernie Sanders is probably his biggest hero. Now, you folks probably don't know, but the reason that me and Eric broadcast together is because I am from the Howard Stern School of Broadcasting, whereas Eric is from the Don Imus School of Broadcasting. So here at AM 950, they intentionally paired us together for the dynamic of the two greatest broadcasters and seeing some proteges from their school. So I am a huge Howard Stern fan.
I'm not going to go on the record with this, but...
And last
night, I will
night,
admit I saw a couple of Don Imus shows on MSNBC.
And that's the whole – that's where I got that from. But last night on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, the king of all media, Howard Stern, revealed that the Democratic presidential nominee Bernie Sanders is one of his biggest heroes, admittedly for self-serving reasons. Now, Stern explained that when he was being attacked by the FCC, it felt like he was under siege and he thought it might be the end of his career. That is, until Sanders stepped onto the Senate floor and came to the rescue. So Howard Stern, at the end of his terrestrial radio career, before he moved to Sirius satellite radio, was completely under attack by the FCC. And no one really came to Howard Stern's defense because he had such a bad reputation. He was kind of an easy victim and just someone to go after for moral reasons. And Bernie took a stand in the Senate that for the expression of free speech, it's important to keep Howard on the airwaves. And Bernie was really the most prominent person to stand up for Howard Stern back in the 90s, early 2000s, before he moved to satellite radio. So Bernie Sanders got up on the Senate and said, I think what you're doing to Howard Stern is wrong. I believe in free speech and I want to go on the record as saying you got to stop it. Very, very Bernie language there.
And if you've looked at the rules for the FCC, they're incredibly nebulous.
Eric's done a good job looking at what exactly we can and can't do on the radio.
There's no specific list of words. It's like before 9 p.m. it has to be in good taste, but you can be slightly vulgar. Mm-hmm. After 9 p.m. you can be vulgar, but it can't be in bad taste.
And that's the thing the FCC really just hones in and bullies people that they don't want to. And that was something Howard Stern made a great example of. But Sanders was actually a guest on the Howard Stern Show in 2005. And Howard believed that this would have helped Sanders' 2016 primary rival Hillary Clinton in the general election. Because Stern, he talked about on Colbert last night, he's a huge Hillary Clinton supporter. And he really wanted to get her ideas out to his male-dominated audience. He felt it really could have made an impact on the Midwest, especially Pennsylvania, but Wisconsin, Michigan, those crucial states that Hillary lost. Had she came on to the Howard Stern Show, things could have potentially been different, because Howard's legacy now is his interviews and being known as one of the premier interviewers in media. And I agree with that. I listen to Howard Stern Show, and how he conducts interviews, there'll be times where I'll see who the upcoming guest is and go, oh, it's lame. And then they get into the interview and all of a sudden I'm completely engaged and fascinated by it. And then I come away like thinking differently of this person just because of how he was able to pry into their life and really showcase who they are.
I mean, how many condemning things do we know about Donald Trump because he just admitted to them on an Howard Stern episode?
Well, yeah, that's kind of the clincher. So Howard Stern was on Stephen Colbert's show to promote his new book, and I got his new book, and there's 15 interviews with Donald Trump that he posted the transcripts of in this book, so you can read all of the things that Donald Trump said on the Howard Stern show, which are extremely incriminating. And Howard said that Donald was one of his favorite guests because he just had such a loose cannon and would say anything to entertain the guests. But now those transcripts are available and they're interesting. So before we take a break, another radio story. Florida radio stations broadcast Trump speeches daily until the 2020 election. The hourly broadcasts are meant to remind Trump of his vow to rebuild the panhandle after Hurricane Michael. Donald Trump likely benefited from free airtime in the 2016 presidential elections, data shows. And that's exactly what one Florida radio station owner is hoping to dangle for attention. So three Florida panhandle radio stations are broadcasting snippets of the president's speeches every hour until the end of the 2020 presidential election as a way to support his reelection and to remind him of his promise to rebuild the area following Hurricane Michael's destruction.
Okay, I was curious about that. If there are fans of Donald Trump, or if they're just condemning him because he has not followed through.
They're fans, and they want him to follow through is the thing. So, yeah, there's three stations, and these are hourly. So it's like how you hear the news here every hour on AM 950. There on these three Florida radio stations, you're going to hear Trump speeches rather than the news. But Trump got $4.96 billion in free earned media the year leading up to the 2016 election. And his total throughout the campaign was $5.6 billion, which was more than Hillary Clinton, Bernie Sanders, Ted Cruz, Marco Rubio, and Paul Ryan combined. So, I mean, we all know of that known fact that Trump got a ton of free media just because stations were wanting to broadcast his reckless, wild posturing. And it was a spectacle. But what it ended up doing was benefiting him extremely. But my concern with this is in 1983, 90% of American media was owned by 50 companies. Now, six companies own virtually all of the American media. And we see this. This is an affiliate of a higher up, like Clear Channel representation. It's an owner of three stations, but that is an affiliate of a conglomerate of media ownership. And here at AM 950, we're 100% independently owned. This is our only station. We're supported by local advertisers, local support, and we have no allegiances to the corporate media like Clear Channel. And seeing something like this, it just scares me for the future of media, of how it can be so partisan, broadcasting one person's speeches to benefit them politically. But what are your thoughts? Give us a call at 952-946-6205. We will be right back on the Minnesota Progressive Repartee.
This is Brad from Robbinsdale, your old buddy, and I'm an avid listener of the Minnesota Progressive Repartee on AM 950 radio with Doug, Brett, Eric, and Hunter. And sorry to disappoint, I am not running for president.
No matter what your taste, you'll find the music you're looking for at the Electric Fetus. Pick from rock, pop, international, roots music, and so much more on CD and vinyl. Or create your own compilation of favorites with the exclusive Mix and Burn CD station, only available at the Electric Fetus. Dust off your vinyl or just make some space by turning your unwanted music into cash. The used selection changes daily, so check out the new arrivals often. 2000 4th Avenue South in Minneapolis and online at efetus.com.
It's Greek to Me is now open from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Tuesday through Sunday. Be sure to join them for lunch. With warmer weather upon us, their magnificent Grecian patio is open. It's Greek to Me is located on the corner of Lake and Lindale at 626 West Lake Street in Minneapolis or at itsgreektomemn.com. In addition to free side street parking, there is metered cross street parking and a toll lot behind the restaurant along Garfield Avenue, as well as the Dulano's parking lot on Lake Street in Garfield.
Hey, Minnesota, it's Brad Friedman, your friendly investigative blogger, journalist, and muckraking host of The Bradcast, weeknights here on AM 950. With the 2020 election upon us, all the stops are now coming out to suppress the vote. Whether it's photo ID, bad voting machines, or just plain old voter intimidation, we will expose all of the latest schemes, frauds, and more. Right here on The Bradcast, every weeknight, now at 7 p.m. on AM 950. The progressive voice of Minnesota.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks. It's the Memorial Day sale at Ace. The best time to buy the latest grills from our exclusive lineup of premium brands like Weber, Traeger, and more. Get free assembly, free delivery, and free fuel on our top grills and accessories $3.99 and up from our store right to your door. Don't miss the Memorial Day sale happening now only at Ace.
Offer valid for Ace Reward members through May 31st. See participating stores for scheduling or exclusions. Propane tank not included.
Seward Co-op, serving the community for nearly 45 years, invites you to shop their two convenient locations, both offering the strong commitment to local producers and healthy foods you've come to expect. Seward focuses on locally grown and raised products, fair trade, and environmental sustainability. Shop their selection of meats, artisan cheeses, and house-made baked goods. Find Seward at 2823 East Franklin Avenue or the Friendship Store on 38th Street and 3rd Avenue in Minneapolis. More at seward.co. OP.
You can't go through a day without hearing about healthcare reform. St. Paul Corner Drug is here to help you navigate the ever-changing healthcare landscape. We are your advocate in getting much-needed prescription medication covered under your insurance plan. Need to choose a different plan? There is no reason to feel like you are drowning in the system. St. Paul Corner Drug can make simple work out of finding you a plan that best suits your needs. You can rest assured at St. Paul Corner Drug, pharmacy the way it should be.
Being a dog is awesome, except when you really gotta go, but you're stuck inside. That's why I had my human call the Urban Dog. Daily walks, field trips, play groups, one-on-one time, safe off-leash play, and pet sitting. I love being an Urban Dog.
The Urban Dog works with your schedule and can create a plan that fits your needs. The Urban Dog. Exercise, explore, socialize. Let the journey begin. Call 651-231-6333. That's 651-231-6333. Woo, woo, woo.
Hey, I'm Lori Fitz from Connections Radio Show, and I want you to join us for Repartee on the Minnesota Progressive Repartee.
AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota, Hunter Haas and Eric Nelson here with your Miracles with the Muchachos. Miracles con los Muchachos. That's Hunter Haas, Eric Nelson, your Wednesdays with the boys, the guys, the fellas of AM 950. We're taking calls at 952-946-6205. But a story of international news. Nigel Farage held hostage on Brexit party bus surrounded by milkshake-holding protesters. Now, this has become a common occurrence with the European elections in the UK. Some of the far-right candidates like Carl Benjamin on UKIP and Nigel Farage on the Brexit party have been hit from protesters with milkshakes. Tommy Robbins, far right thought leader in the UK. He's also been targeted. But this has been a common occurrence happening about three times a week at the end of this campaign for these European elections. So politician reportedly refuses to get off just days after being doused in the drink while campaigning in Newcastle. Nigel Farage repeatedly got stuck on his Brexit party campaign bus after people armed with milkshakes surrounded him. The politician is said to have refused to leave the vehicle just days after he was covered in a banana and salted caramel milkshake in Newcastle. Three young men dressed in black with their hoods up were reportedly spotted in the crowd when the bus arrived in Rochester, Kent on Wednesday. Kent Live reports someone suggested they were carrying milkshakes and Mr. Farage was told not to get off the bus, according to the newspaper. The Brexit party leader is said to have eventually stepped off the vehicle but didn't venture far to greet supporters. Mr. Farage was in Kent visiting Dartford and Rochester ahead of Thursday's EU elections. So those elections are tomorrow, actually. And I brought this up. I was curious, Eric, what do you think of this milkshake phenomenon?
It's awful. I just can't respect people who do that, because who would waste a perfectly good milkshake?
Ah, that's your take.
Nigel Farage is not worth a milkshake. I'm not sad that
milkshakes are delicious.
I'm just sad someone didn't get to drink it.
That's a fair point. Milkshakes are certainly delicious. So I respect your opinion there. But this has kind of been happening around the world. In Australia, that far-right leader got hit with an egg, and it's kind of being celebrated on the left. And I don't mind. It's kind of fun. Like, I understand why people are finding this humorous and funny. But my concern is, what if it's turned around on us? And the immediate example I think of is, like, what if Ilhan Omar is targeted by Republicans to get milkshakes hurled at her? I mean, that's extremely demeaning to her personally. And that's my fear in this milkshake situation, is that it's turned around and targeted on prominent women politicians in a degrading manner. So other than that, it's all fun and games, and I don't mind it, but that's my one concern in this situation. But let's go to the phones. Mark from Fridley wants to talk about Joe Biden. Mark, it's always a pleasure to have you on. Bummer.
Looks like we lost him. I'll try getting him back.
Mark, give us a call back. I will definitely hear you out. But until then, the Pentagon finally admits it investigates UFOs. The Pentagon has finally uttered the words it always avoided when discussing the possible existence of UFOs, unidentified aerial phenomenon, and admits it is still investigating reports of them. In a statement provided exclusively to the New York Post, a Department of Defense spokesman said that a secret government initiative called the Advanced Aerospace Threat Identification Program did pursue research and investigation into unidentified aerial phenomenon. So the Pentagon does investigate UFOs. It is official, finally. Truth is out there, folks. The truth is out there. All right, let's go. We got Mark back on the line. Mark, it's always a pleasure to have you on.
Hey, Hunter. Listen, I just want to get this out of the way first, because after I graduated from Trump University, I flew on Trump Airlines to a Trump casino to have a Trump steak.
Oh, man,
that was like an awful weekend.
That was possible.
Triple crown.
And what he's done to those business enterprises is what he's doing to all of us now. And we have to look at how we got there. But what I want to say, when you talked about the Telecommunications Act under the Bill Clinton administration, that led directly to the media monopoly and conglomeration we have now. So we have, like Paul Wellstone knew, we have to watch out what Democrat we are forced to vote for. Now, Joe Biden sided with Donald Trump, John Bolton, and Mike Pompeo in backing the coup effort in Venezuela. He is doing the same thing Hillary Clinton did by foregoing meeting with us little people and getting all of his money from the bankers. And he recently said this quote at a think tank called the Brookings Institution: "I don't think 500 billionaires are the reason we're in trouble. The folks at the top aren't the bad guys." Well, listen, you don't get to be a billionaire by being a good guy. It does happen, but if they aren't the bad guys, who are? And I just wanted to drop this on people. Also, Pete Hegseth is the Fox talking head that got into Donald Trump's ear about giving immunity to war criminals. And I'm, as you know, former military, and he's one of us. He's actually from Forest Lake, and he served in the military. He was a member of the Council for Foreign Relations, worked for the Koch brothers, and he also was going to be on the short list for the VA candidate. And I just want to give people some inside baseball. Elijah Cummings, I told you guys a while back I was dealing with Elijah Cummings, the congressman from Maryland, the Democratic House chairman of the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee. And when this is going to be released, I don't know. But he's being investigated for a illegal business relationship between his second wife, his current wife, and a couple of nonprofits that he ran. And, you know, this is not good news, but that's how politics is done. So that would be Mark Dayton, Al Franken, and a senior FBI special agent, Richard Ostrom, that I was working with. And at the time I was working with them, all managed to be forced to vacate their positions. But when this news is going to break, and this is just inside Washington, D.C. baseball, but it looks like Elijah Cummings is going to be displaced from his seat. And all of this has to do with the quid pro quos going on and the swamp in Washington.
All right. Thank you for the call, Mark. A lot there to digest, but thank you for sharing that information. Always appreciate it. You're always full of extremely important things to get over the airwaves. But let's go to David in Shakopee, who wants to talk about this Democratic primary process.
David. Yeah, Mark brought up Biden and, you know, how he's, you know, basically middle of the road or moderate. And all, I'm telling you, if the Democrats go moderate again and try and suck up to, you know, moderate Republicans again, I'll be voting third party this time. I'm not going to toe the party line. I'm not going to do it. I'm tired of it. They have just betrayed us over and over and over again. And if they don't start moving to the left, hard left, I'm done with them.
Okay, David, let me ask you, though. I mean, the Supreme Court is extremely important in this next election because the Democrats were planning to win 2016. They were planning to have Ruth Bader Ginsburg retire. They're planning to get Merrick Garland's seat. The Supreme Court is a generational thing. So by voting third party in a potential swing state like Minnesota, you're saying that you don't care about the Supreme Court and the generational effects that it proposes.
I'm saying that I am tired of having a choice between this corporatist or this right-wing nut job, that we need a left-wing party in this country again, that we need to go back to the FDR-style politics and policies that made this country, you know, when Donald Trump said make America great again, I always ask people, when was America great exactly? When, what time? You know, and they always think that it's we're trying to trick them into going, you know, into saying, oh, well, it wasn't great for this group or wasn't great for that group. But there was a time in this country where things were pretty good. And that time, everybody always thinks about it, and they think about the 1950s. But what were the policies then? Those were progressive policies.
Yeah, absolutely.
If we're not going back to those progressive policies to make America great again, then there's no point in it. If we're voting for which guy's going to screw us over, excuse my language. And I'm not going to do it this time. I'm not. I did it last time, even though I didn't want Trump, so I voted for Hillary, even though I knew she was status quo. She was going to make no major changes. She was not going to move us to the left.
My point is, if we give up this election for our ideals, because I'm completely with you. I believe we fight like hell to get the right candidates to be our nominee. But if we don't, we're set back a generation because of the Supreme Court. We can never enact those FDR-style policies we want, no matter who becomes president in 4 or 8 years. So it's extremely important that someone wins just to keep the balance of the court so we don't deal with decades down the road.
But a middle-of-the-roader isn't going to be balanced, Hunter. It's not going to be balanced. They're just going to put another corporate onto the SCOTUS.
Well, who Joe Biden would nominate compared to who Donald Trump would nominate are light years different.
Yes, you're right. It is light years different, but they're gonna vote the same way.
I agree that we should do everything in our power to get the most progressive candidate we can right now. But I'm sorry, I'm gonna hold my nose. I'm gonna vote for whoever the Democrat is, just because the importance of the Supreme Court, if we're ever going to get to that social democratic FDR America that I dream of.
But we're not going to get there as long as we hold our nose. They have to know. We thought that Clinton was going to be it. When Clinton went on MTV back in the day, he talked about a bunch of good progressive policies. And then he got in office, went straight to the middle of the road. And then we had to deal with Bush for two terms, and then we had Obama, and he came in and talked about hope and change, and then he became the compromiser in chief, and he gave up the public option the first chance he got, and on his way out, he was trying to get the Trans-Pacific Partnership through. These guys, they know that we're not going anywhere. We have to go somewhere else, or they're never going to listen. We have to push them.
All right, David, appreciate the call, and I'm with you. We have to fight like hell to get the most progressive nominee we can into the Democratic nominee for 2020 and elect them president and defeat Donald Trump. I am right there with you. Let's take a break, and then we'll go back to the phones. Our friend Randy in Coon Rapids is online, as well as some other callers. But we'll be right back on AM 950, the Progressive Voice, Minnesota. Phone number 952-946-6205. We'll be right back.
This is Hennepin County Sheriff Dave Hutchinson, and you're listening to Doug, Brent Hunter, and Eric on Minnesota Progressive Repartee.
Hi, Matt here from Green Home Doctors. We've just experienced the worst ice dam season in years. If you had ice dams, it is critical to fix the cause so this doesn't happen again and create damage to your ceiling, or worse. Contact Green Home Doctors to analyze your heat loss. We have specialized equipment that allows us to diagnose where the heat loss is occurring and make it possible to remedy the issue effectively. Visit greenhomedr.com. That's greenhomedr.com.
Crazy about pets? We are too. The Pet Connection Show is a great venue for fun, informative, and creative conversations about pets. Join myself, Kathy Menard, and Dr. Nicole Parole, along with guests who are leaders in the dynamic and growing pet industry, as we discuss healthcare, relationships, behaviors, and even political issues as they relate to our pets. So come, sit, stay for the Pet Connection Show, Sundays 11 a.m. to noon on AM 950 Radio, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota.
Burger Mo's gorgeous patio is open for the season. Enjoy nightly happy hours, more than 60 beers on tap, and the weather while you watch your favorite game on the outdoor screen. And don't miss live music Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. Offering 20 fresh, never-frozen burger varieties, Burger Mo's also offers delicious appetizers, soups, salads, as well as unburgers, dogs, paninis, shakes, and desserts. Burger Mo's is located at 242 West 7th Street in St. Paul, with plenty of free parking, and online at burgermo's.com.
Hi, this is Laura with Food Freedom Radio. This week, a $2 billion judgment, that's billion with a B, was awarded against Monsanto's Roundup. After years of activism about the negative impacts of GMOs and Roundup, Monsanto has now lost three court cases. We will be talking with the lead attorney in all three cases, Brett Weissner, about the historic verdict this Saturday. Also joining us will be former AM 950 talk show host Mark Haney with Minnesota Consumers Rights. Listen to Food Freedom Radio Saturday at 8 a.m.
Tap, taste, and treasure at Vinaigrette, where we have some warm seasonal recipes all ready to create dynamite meals. Our fig balsamic vinegar pairs perfectly with roasted Brussels sprouts or baked brie. And sweet potatoes are always a winner, but never more than when they're roasted with a drizzle of vinaigrette cinnamon or orange-fused extra virgin olive oil on top. Come in today for more custom-crafted food and cocktail recipes at Vinaigrette, 50th and Xerxes in Minneapolis and 287 Water Street in downtown Excelsior. Online at vinaigrettemn.com.
The number one source of the Twin Cities gay scene is all digital. Follow Twin Cities Gay Scene on Facebook and Twitter. Sign up for the Scene Shot email blast for weekly updates and chances to win great prizes. No app is needed to view the bi-weekly web editions of Scene. It's GLBTQ media for the mobile generation. Find it all at TwinCitiesGayScene.com. That's TwinCitiesGayScene.com.
This is Jennifer Ogren, account executive at AM 950, and you're listening to the Minnesota Progressive Repartee?
AM 950, Progressive Voice of Minnesota, Hunter Haas, Eric Nelson, here with you for your Miracolays with the Muchachos, and our phone lines have lit up. We only have a few minutes left, so I'm going to try and get to all of you. Eric is busy on the phones now. Eric, is there any way you can put Randy in Coon Rapids on? Randy, it's good to have you on. Appreciate it.
Hey, Hunter, I won't take up too much time so you can get to some other people. But, you know, I can definitely see where you guys are coming from, because I think it's going on in both parties right now.
Mm-hmm.
I think you guys got it a little bit worse than we do, because I think you guys might be a little bit more split, where on the Republican side, we got the same, a lot of people that want to vote for those same old war horses that have been in there forever.
Mm-hmm.
And we were just, on our side, we were just fortunate. We finally pulled the trigger and went for somebody that was made, well, we didn't know at the time was way right, but now we're starting to see is way right. And I think you guys are struggling on your side because you got part of your party that wants to go way left, and you got the part of the party that wants your Joe Bidens that have been there for 40 years.
Yeah, that divide is difficult. And you're right. The Republicans have been able to unite around Trump, even though he was a polarizing figure during that 2016 primary. Republicans seem to have united, and he's your guy.
That's why I think Democrats can learn a lot from the Republicans in terms of like the Tea Party and things.
I agree.
Well, you know, and I was a little bit nervous too because I didn't, you know, I had a lot of people telling me, oh, you know, Donald Trump, he used to be more on the Democratic side. Oh, you just wait to see what's going to happen. So I think there was a lot of people on our side that was a little nervous because we didn't know for sure what we were going to get, if we were going to get somebody that would go more on the Democratic side. And, you know, everyone I've talked to, even people that were kind of iffy on Donald Trump, they seem to be just extremely happy with the way the economy is going and with what Donald Trump is doing and the direction that he's going. So,
all right, Randy, appreciate the call. I just want to get to these other callers. Well, we only have 3 minutes left. Jamal in Minneapolis, he wants to talk about the Democratic candidates. Jamal, it's a pleasure to have you.
Yeah. Hey, can you guys hear me?
Yep.
Hey, thank you very much for taking my call. But here's the thing, I'm going to try to be quick. But the one biggest problem that progressive that we have, is basically it's all or nothing mentality. I'm a progressive. I want Medicare for all. I want all the same things that Bernie wanted, and the same thing with Elizabeth Warren.
Mm-hmm.
But the difference between the conservatives and the liberals is like conservatives know how to chip away their values slowly, like what they've been doing to basically women's rights, the right to choose whether they want to for abortion. Or whether basically it's healthcare. Okay, Obama basically did not give up the public option. It was Max Baucus, one of the Democratic senators, basically, that said if they allowed the public option, he would tank the bill. So the whole point of Obamacare was a stepping stone to Medicare. Mm-hmm. Unless we liberals, we basically try to strategize and think like the way the Republicans think, we're not going to get anywhere. And if we
I appreciate the call. I'm going to cut you off there just because I want to go to David in New Hope before we're out of time. So, Jamal, I'm right there with you. And a reminder that Obamacare was originally the idea of Romneycare. They're the exact same bill, and every concession that the Democrats made was essentially to make it Romneycare, which was the Republican candidate in 2020.
I mean, Romneycare is a little better than what we ended up with.
Yeah, no doubt. But let's go to David in New Hope before we're out of time. We only got a minute left. So, David, it's good to have you on.
Hello?
Hi.
Thanks for taking the call. To quote Hubert Humphrey, as close as I remember, he said, no matter how altruistic or wonderful a candidate is, it doesn't make any difference at all if he doesn't get elected. And trying to nominate the most progressive Democrat in the world is not where it's at. We need to nominate...
All right, I'm going to cut you off there, David, because that is the loser mentality. That's
exactly
the old-school mentality of George McGovern can't win.
You motivate people to
so
vote by...
We can't nominate what we want as a party. We can't inspire our troops. We can't give them what they want. So I totally disagree with you. And let's go for it. Let's do it different because we've seen how this neoliberal Democratic Party has worked and it doesn't inspire people. But that's all the time we have for today. Thanks for joining us on the Minnesota Progressive Repartee.
You've been listening to the Minnesota Progressive Repartee. This is the end of our program, or the Departee. You can listen to our show anytime at am950radio.com or wherever you get your podcasts.